Titans football coverage continues. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, and Zaxby's of Shelbyville. Now, let's go back to the field with Scott Korn and the voice of the Titans, Doug Hammond.
Collins has won the toss, but deferred until the second half, so they will kick it off here tonight. Collins wearing their home black jerseys, black pants, of course, their black helmets, Eastern all white except their blue helmets on top. Both teams making their way out on the field, and shortly we'll get this one underway. Back deep for Eastern. So Cameron and White back deep for Eastern. Noah Bruner spots the ball at the 40-yard line, getting ready to get this one underway.
We have a very interesting story we have to tell about one of Collins' players. He's actually out there on the kickoff. That's number one, Connor White. I'll let you tell that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that as we have some downtime.
Very interesting story. This is hard.
All right, Bruner approaches, and he will kick it deep, and this one will go 5 yards deep into the end zone for a touchback. And Eastern will begin their first possession at the 20-yard line. As Scott mentioned, number one, Connor White, this is his second game for Collins. Played last week at Bullet East. But the interesting fact for him is he played week one for the Eastern Eagles.
Against Bullet East?
Against Bullet East. Until they realized that he had moved into the Shelby County District, they applied to the KHSAA for a waiver, was approved last Friday, and he played pretty well last Friday and was on the kickoff team there.
You'll see him a lot of corner and a lot in the slot on offense.
All right, Eastern will open up. They like to throw the ball out in the shotgun formation. Four receiver set. Motion from left to right. It's a reverse back to White. Coming around the left end. Good pursuit by Sam Harrod. Can't get him on the ground. He'll break the tackle up over the 30-yard line and will be slung to the ground by Leland Carwell up to 37, but also have a flag on the play in the neighborhood of holding on the outside for Eastern. Official call is a block in the back on Eastern. That will be a spot foul. So it appears it will back things up to about the 26-yard line, and Eastern will have it first and 10 from the 26. Sam Harrod had good pursuit on that last play, just couldn't quite get him to the ground. And it looks like we got Sam playing linebacker here tonight. We've got seen a lot at safety. We got,
I don't see Nick Eames out there starting, do you?
He's not. Sam Harrod's playing middle linebacker.
What number is Nick? Yeah, I'm trying to
he's
find
29, him. I believe. He had, I think, 12 tackles last week, Nick did. So we'll see if we can get any info on Nick Eames. First and 10 from the 26, or first and 5 from the 26. Berger being pressured and hit as he's thrown, incomplete. So the first went for a net gain of 6 yards on first down. The penalty brings it back. Second down play, or the first down play redone, incomplete. It'll bring up second and 4 from the 26-yard line.
Nicky's not dressed out. I see him right there now. See if I can't find out.
Yeah, I see Nick on the sideline. So second and 4, Eastern will stay. Four receiver set, three split to the wide side of the field, which is to his right. Berger, quick throw across the middle, and a big hit by Pookie Murphy on the receiver. Incomplete up at the 35-yard line. Bryce Williams trying to run a little slant pattern, and Pookie came up from his safety spot, delivered the blow, causing the incompletion. The defensive line, Jalen Stone and Jacob Dale at ends, Leland Carwell and Isaiah White at tackles. As we said, Sam Harrod steps up to play middle linebacker. Zach White, Zach Stucker, both outside linebackers. And in the back, you've got Wilson and Pookie Murphy. Little option play to the right. Kicks it out. Makes a man miss, but can barely get back to the line of scrimmage. And Collins will first force an early punt. Zach Stucker once again makes the play. We've seen that the first 2 weeks. The sophomore has really, really played well.
Good to see Pookie make a big hit. I think that's one thing. Pookie's kind of takes you a while to come back, you know, when you play. Do all you want. You're rehabbing an injury, but game playing, you know, is different. And I think, you know, your third game tonight, hopefully see a big game out of Pookie.
Dalton Maggard and Pookie Murphy back at standing at their own 45-yard line. Punted away.
He almost went down.
And going to be fielded by Pookie, and he fumbles it. Ball's on the ground, still being wrestled for. It's still on the ground. You see Sam Harrod diving for it. It's a scrum up at the 46-yard line.
It's not a good start for a big game for Pookie. My man Leland's pointing toward us, and he's 40 yards away. I like that. I think we did
we'll
get it.
We'll see who comes up with the football. And it was Sam Harrod who was on the bottom of the pile. Collins will have a very extremely good field position to start their first possession. First and 10 from their own 46.
I see Blanton Crickey on the sidelines tonight. I guess he didn't travel to Atlanta. I know there was a question, you know, yeah. how many kickers they want to take down there. He's doing really well there, one I understand.
We'll set the offense here for Collins. It tackles Colton Alvey and Seth Staples at guard, Kyle Goss and Jacob Dale, and at center, Trey Axline. At quarterback, of course, J.R. Lucas. And at the receiver spots, we've got Hawk, Seiler, and Maggard. Connor White also, Scott, we mentioned, in at the slot, and we got Sam Harrod starting in the backfield. Shotgun formation here for Lucas. Four receiver set. Three split to the wide side of the field, which is to his right. Maggard, the lone receiver, to the left. Lucas takes, rolling to his right, looking to throw. Throwing deep down the field, looking for Hawk, underthrown. And the defensive back misjudged it, got over his head to Hawk, but he couldn't reel it in. It'll go incomplete.
I see Nashawn Roseberry not dressed out on crutches, too.
Two big losses for Collins if they have to miss any substantial amount of time.
I remember now about Nick Eads, because last week he got a little bit of concussion. They were, you know, kind of worried, you know, so it's probably just precautionary.
They'll stay four receivers set, two each side. Lucas stays in the shotgun. He'll roll to his right again, being pressured on the backside. Going to step up and throw. Got Maggard up down at the 40-yard line. And he'll be tackled out of bounds at the 40. Good pitch and catch for about 15 yards from Lucas to Maggard. And we saw them hook up several times last week. Four of those going for scores.
Dalton getting more comfortable in the offense. You know, it shows a lot of, you know, got a good speed and a lot of talent. Last year,
first and 10,
Roseberry's
Collins.
Roseberry's got a knee contusion, wherever that is.
It's a bruise.
Thank you.
First and 10 from the 40. Hand off inside to Pookie. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, maybe even a yard behind the line of scrimmage, and will go for a short loss. Tackled by T.J. Sutherland from his outside linebacker spot. He'll bring up second.
Who has the advantage
here? And 10.
Connor White playing against Eastern or Eastern playing against Connor White? What's your philosophy on that? Anything?
You always view it, if you're on the offensive side, you maybe know the
scheme on the other side.
Well, you maybe know the tendencies of the player going against you. But on the flip side of that, if he's playing defensive back, I would think that the receivers would know his weaknesses as well.
He probably knows which one of them is not very good either.
I've got this guy.
He might want to.
It's like backyard football. I got this guy.
I was always that guy. They always pick me.
Second and 10.
Oh, he got him.
Lucas looking deep down the field, looking for Maggard down at the 10-yard line. He's got it down at the 5, out of bounds.
Nice pitching catch right
Beautiful
there.
Throw from Lucas. Pretty good coverage on the play by number 27, Langston Webb, but a very well-thrown ball right over the shoulder and a good catch by Maggard to reel it in.
Dalton got a very good jump off the line of scrimmage. Got about a step on him. That's when I said he got him, and then he ran that fly pattern, and JR put it right on target.
35-yard gain. It'll be first and goal here from the 5. Shotgun formation. JR has it, being pressured. Going to look, come back on the outside to Maggard.
That's a touchdown. What are you doing?
Touchdown, Titan. Referee was looking for help on the backside.
That's what he's looking at.
But the patented comeback play as he rolls to his right.
J.R. Lucas starting out very sharp here tonight.
So J.R. has picked up right where he left off a week ago. He and Maggard both, they've hooked up for a score early. Noah Bruner on for the extra point. Try to make this a 7-0 game here early. Lucas is your holder. Snap is back. Ball down. Kick up. Kick good. And with 8:50 to go in the first, Collins on the board here first. They lead it 7-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
For the past 11 years, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab has been proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehabilitation in Shelby County and surrounding areas. Whether you're suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let a team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance specializes in creating individual treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Let us make a positive difference in your life, no matter what your game. Don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
7-0, Collins leads it. Bruner back on to kick it off. Once again, back deep for East.
That's called
Sugar White.
Right over his head. Right.
And Chris Cameron. Bruner once again. This really high and deep. Going to be taken at about the 5-yard line. Off the chest of Cameron. Picks it right back up. Heading off to the right side. Got a lane on the right side. Gets to the sideline. He's up to the 40. Cuts back to the midfield and will be tackled down at the Collins 45-yard line by Seth Staples. Good pursuit by Seth to stay with the play, but a good return by Cameron after he initially fumbled the return.
I think it was Casey Warner had a shot at him earlier. I couldn't see that, and I seen a one, but I couldn't see the other part of the number. It had a shot at him back there about the 15-yard line.
So Collins will, or should say Eastern, will take over their second possession. Really good field position, first and 10 from the Collins 46-yard line. They'll stay in a shotgun formation, two receivers each side of the field. 33, Dante Brooks in the backfield. He'll turn, he'll hand to Brooks. Fakes a handoff, being chased out of the pocket.
No, it's not.
And will complete it up to Brooks, and he falls to the ground at the 45-yard line. Good pursuit by Jalen Stone along with Isaiah White. He does get the pass off. It'll go for a short gain of one.
That was Gary Holler for intentional grounding. I didn't see a guy standing there.
Second and 9, ball at the 45-yard line of Collins.
A lot of misdirection in the backfield. Got guys coming in motion and faking handoff. But good job by the Titans there to kind of play their position there, not overly pursue.
J.D. Berger stays at quarterback. Motion from White. He'll fake, and this time he'll hand to Brooks. And he stood up right at the line of scrimmage by Jalen Stone. Also, Zach Stucker there on the play, and that'll go for no gain. There's two guys on the defensive side, Scott, have played well the entire two games we played so far. Jalen Stone and Zach Stucker.
Zach Stucker comes with an attitude, too, when he comes in there. I was watching him early on the first kickoff. He got kind of double-teamed out there and didn't like it a whole lot, and I think he's kind of played with a little chip since that start. I've been kind of watching him, and very active for a young sophomore player.
Third and 9 at the Collins 45-yard line. Same formation here for Eastern in the shotgun. Two receivers split each side. Berger takes it, being blitzed by Stucker, and he'll sack him back at the 45-yard line. Stucker came unblocked right through the middle of the field, and we've got a late flag after the play.
I don't know if it's sideline warning or what it is.
And it is. Usually get one of those in the first quarter. Sideline warning for Collins. That's
Big Wigs.
Not a penalty.
Big
Wigs. We'll be on the next one, right? Is that correct?
I believe you're right. Big Wigs is a lot like you. He kind of likes getting those umpires and referees' faces.
I don't know.
Sometimes he makes contact, huh?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
So with 7:02 to go, we're in the first. Collins leads at 7-0, and Eastern will be forced to punt it away once again. Back deep, Maggard and Murphy.
Oh, Pookie.
Pookie fumbled the first return. Luckily, Sam Herrod there to jump on top of it. Snap back. He gets this away. Good spiraling kick. And will hit at the 25-yard line. Bounce straight up in the air. And will be downed by Thomas Francona from Eastern.
Terry,
at the 26-yard line.
Terry's boy. Oh, not Terry Francona.
Yeah.
Oh, his son.
Yeah, I
got a lot of famous sons on here. We got Sam Weiss's son, Sugar.
Sugar?
You know who used to play on Eastern, don't you? What famous son of a coach around this?
John L. Smith.
John L. Smith's boy, yeah.
6:37 to go. We're in the first. Collins leads at 7-0, beginning their second possession of the game, and they'll start 5-wide set. Lucas all on the shotgun. And we've got a delay, I believe, and it will be delay a game here on Collins.
That penalty right there drives me crazy coming out of a timeout more than any out of the men.
I like to call that the Joker Phillips penalty.
Yeah.
Because it seems like
that
or timeouts.
Montgomery can't just call us timeouts.
Yeah. So it'll back them up 5 yards to the 21, first and 15. Lucas throwing it deep down the right side for Maggard. Again, he cut it in midfield, and he's going to take it to the house. 10-5, touchdown, Titans. Flag on the play, but I think that's going to be defensive pass interference. And this will go 79 yards for the score. We'll wait to get the official word. And it is defensive pass interference. Of course, Collins will decline that penalty, and that'll go for a 79-yard score from Lucas to Maggard, their second of the night. And they're seventh on the season. Dalton Court called the only touchdown of the game against Montgomery County. Had four more last week.
He had four or three last week.
Had four, I think. No, I'm sorry, had three last week. had four on the season. You're right. So his sixth touchdown reception of the season. That'd be J.R.'s seventh touchdown pass of the season. Bruner on for the extra point. This one nearly blocked, but gets it up and good. And with 6:26 to go, Collins rolling early. They lead it 14-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN. WXLNradio.com.
We are perfectionists. We do the job right or we don't do it. Kubota Commander Zero Turn Mowers are powerfully engineered and proven to perform on lawns like yours. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years, you can do more for less during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. Your Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
14-0. Collins leads it. Both those scores occurred on touchdown passes from Lucas to Maggard. And for the third time tonight, Noah Bruner set to kick this one off once again. Sugar Weich and Chris Cameron back deep for Eastern. The only highlight Eastern has had on the offensive side of things come on the second kickoff return by Cameron. Fumbled it, but then returned it down to the Collins 45-yard line. But they could do nothing offensively with it at all, ending up past midfield when all said and done after a big sack by Zach Stucker. And now Collins, I guess, can take the penalty. Might see an onside kick here. They'll take the penalty from the pass interference call.
Collins
applied to the kickoff, so they'll kick off from the Eastern 45-yard line.
Had a little trouble last time covering that kick, but I'm sure the special teams coach, I don't think is here tonight. Probably got that.
I think this sets up right here. This is onside all the way.
Oh,
right?
Wouldn't you?
I mean, the worst case scenario, they're going to get the ball to 35-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
So Bruner spots it at the Eastern 45.
If we only had a coach that liked the onside kick.
Yeah. we know better than that.
I've seen the guy onside kick from a 10 one. Hadn't got it.
All right, Bruner back. Sets his team, and it's going to be an onside to the right side. Going, and we'll go out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Peyton Hawk did a good job.
We
tried to wait, and I'm not sure why Eastern never tried to come up and field the ball at all, but ended up 1 yard short. Went out of bounds at the 36-yard line. You know what's amazing to me is Eastern looked like they had no idea that they would be onside.
Maybe they don't watch film.
I mean, you've played a Lucas coach team before.
No, I know.
Yeah, definitely. You, like you said, I didn't think you had to meet on Saturday mornings to exchange film anymore. I thought that was just all
I believe
online
you're right,
anymore.
But, see something you might,
anyway,
might need to bring up with Coach Davis.
I got a feeling for us instead, and there's a lot of other things we can bring up with him as well.
Okay, here we go.
14-0, Collins leads it. Berger in the shotgun. Two receivers each side. Brooks in the backfield with him. Berger stepping back, being pressured, throws it across the middle, complete to White. Hurdles a tackler, being chased by Warner. And Casey will not get him, and White will take it to the end zone for a score. Pressure right up in his face, but a good job, and White created good separation and took it 64 yards for the score.
Bad tackling there by the defensive back. I couldn't see who that was. It was on White.
Brought heavy pressure right up the middle, so it was one-on-one coverage, and pretty much once he beat the initial defender, it was a foot race to the end zone.
Nice play by Berger, but I guarantee he wishes that somebody would start blocking Zach Stucker because he's back. Another big hit.
Extra point up.
Dang it.
and good. And with 6:14 to go in the first, 14-7, Collins leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Mike, why are you wearing camouflage at the office?
It's chicken flage to protect my Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce. That's two amazing flavor sensations in one. I've got to keep it hidden. Chicken flage keeps me off the grid.
Everyone can see you.
No, they can't.
Oh, hi, Mike. Nice camouflage.
Told you.
Everyone wants a Zaxby's Boneless Wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce, served with celery, ranch, crinkle fries, and a small drink. Try it today and upgrade to a medium souvenir chicken flash cup. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
14-7, Collins leads it. 64-yard touchdown pass from Berger to White gets Eastern on the board. And number 84, Tiago Ramirez, set to kick it off here. Back deep for Collins, Connor White, Dalton Maggard, and Peyton Hawk. Ball will be picked up by Hawk at his own 10-yard line. Trying to make a man miss, gets through the initial wave, up to the 30, switches to midfield, the 40, the foot race, and will be slung down just past midfield to the 45. And they're going to get a face mask on that play as well, it appears.
Some kind of late flag. This guy's throwing a lot of flags. Yeah, that's what it is, face mask. It's face masking somebody, I'm assuming, defense.
I think it's going to take Collins down to about the 30-yard line of Eastern once they mark off this penalty.
We talked to this guy before the game, and I think he's throwing every flag.
Are they backing up the other way?
Against Collins.
I thought I saw him grab the face mask of Peyton Hawk. They'll back it the other way. They'll back things up to the Collins 40-yard line.
Maybe they're calling that on. Maybe Peyton Hawk got his hand in, you know, trying to stiff arm a guy. Or I don't know. I'm just guessing.
6:03, still here in the first quarter. Collins takes the field. Lucas in the shotgun, back to a five-wide set. JR looks over the defense, takes a snap. Got a screen pass to the right side to Herod, and he fumbled and had all kinds of room in front of him. Kind of a little, we used to call it a tight end screen when we've seen guys in the slot. It comes from the slot, he cuts across the formation.
Landon Force play there.
And threw his hands, but had all kinds of running room in front of him. So with that incompletion, it'll bring up second and 10 here for the Titans. First time tonight, they'll change to a pistol formation. Pookie Murphy on the backside of that pistol. Lucas turns, he'll hand to Murphy. Pookie fumbles the football, picked up by Eastern at the 42, but now I think they're going to say he was down. That's close. The ball looked like it was coming out the entire time.
I don't think Pookie ever had a control of it, but Pookie not taking care of the football here tonight early in this game.
So that'll go for a net gain of two. It'll be third and eight. Everybody just joining us. Nashawn Roseberry not playing tonight, not even dressed out. Neither is Nick Eads on the defensive side of things. So a little bit short-handed tonight. Five wide set. Lucas all on the shotgun. Third and eight from the 42-yard line. Eastern shows pressure, bringing blitz right up the middle of the field. JR gets through the first wave, trying to run out of it, and will be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Did a good job to evade the first wave of the rush, but just too many of them to block, and Noah Bruner, for the first time tonight, will make his way on the field to punt it away.
Coach Lucas having a few words with JR. I don't know what JR is supposed to do on that. Me, as soon as the guy was right up the middle.
Back deep for Eastern, number 41, Chris Cameron, standing back at his own 20-yard line. Bruner has it, punts it away. This one tumbling, and Bruner will catch it at the 23. Circles around the left side, trying to get the corner. Now cuts it back inside, and will be tackled, looks like, by Jacob Dale along with Leland Carwell up at about the 32-yard line. So Eastern will begin their possession at the 33. First and 10.
Eastern's had some productive plays, but they seem like they, take a sack or something. But they've had, after, of course, that big long touchdown run, pass. They've had some productive plays for that.
Berger back. Leads the offense back out. Rashante Johnson split to his right, four receivers. Motion from Williams. He'll turn, fake it to him, and take it himself right to the middle of the field. He'll get up maybe close to the 35-yard line, tackled there by Isaiah White, also along with Zach Smith.
Isaiah White a little more active tonight than he has been the first couple weeks. Once again, though, only a sophomore. A lot of times we expect a lot of these guys at an early age.
Got Connor White in it playing corner and moves Casey Warner back to the safety spot. all this kind of vacated with Sam Herod having to step up and play middle linebacker tonight with Nick Eads not playing. Starting at the other corner, I don't know if we mentioned that earlier. We're trying to get everybody in.
Jacob Phillips
over playing left corner.
Timeout, Eastern.
And Eastern going to take a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 3:54 to go here in the first quarter play. Collins leads it 14-7. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
Second down play, Berger rolls to his right, being chased by Cardwell. Kyle Goss will be credited for the sack. Back at the 32-yard line. Good pressure once again by Leland Cardwell. Just continues to use his quickness. Scott, we've seen it for the last three seasons. Just really quick off the ball, caused a lot of havoc. And really kind of an undersized guy playing defensive tackle.
Yeah, just so quick. They tried to move him to middle linebacker last year and just wasn't quite, you know, he's better with his hand on the ground.
Third and 12 for Eastern. Turns, fakes a handoff to White. Berger being chased by Stone will complete it up to Brooks. Nice tackle by Sam Herod up at the 35-yard line, and Eastern will be forced to punt it away.
Nice job by Sam right there. Good defensive stand there by the Titans. Momentum is starting to go a little bit in Eastern's way.
So Pookie Murphy trotting off. Instead, they'll have Peyton Hawk and Dalton Maggard back deep this time to cover the punt. Snap back. Gets it away. End over end. Going to be taken by Hawk. He fumbles it. Ball's on the ground. Will be picked up by Eastern. At the 26-yard line, if it wasn't a high school rule, that'd go back for a score as Eastern returned it for a touchdown.
I couldn't
understand. The ball would be down at the 26-yard line. Looked like Peyton Hawk wanted no part of catching that punt.
And once he caught it, why didn't he try to go get it?
So for the second time tonight, Collins has fumbled a punt. The first one they recovered, this one. They're not so lucky and sets up Eastern with some great field position here. First and 10 from the Collins 25-yard line. Hawk looked really hesitant to field that punt. And like you said, once it touched him, he just stood and watched. So we'll see if the defense can bail the offense out here, or the best, I guess, bail the special teams out. First and 10, Berger in the shotgun. Motion from right to left by White. He'll fake a handoff to him and give it to Brooks. Second man through. He'll get down close to the 20, maybe just over the 20-yard line. That'll go good for a 6-yard gain. They'll bring up second and 4.
Short field here. If you're Eastern, you're looking, you know, to tie this football game up. Start all over.
Collins continues to rotate different linemen in. Saw Colton Albee just check out of the defensive line. Jacob Dale back in. Motion from White again. Same play. This time they'll give it to Brooks again. Another probably good for 4 yards or so down to the 16-yard line. Will depend on the spot if it's good enough for a first down.
It'll be short, about a half a yard maybe.
It looks like he's almost got to get closer maybe to the 15, right?
Yeah, it's close to almost a yard, really, looking at it.
Yeah, third and 1, ball at the 16-yard line. Brooks to the right of Berger in the shotgun. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. And they drew Collins off. Zach Stucker, too aggressive coming in from his outside linebacker spot, and will jump off sides, which will give a first down to the Eagles.
Zach looking to get off the ball over. You got to watch the football. You can't jump off sides in that situation. Right now, Titans are shooting yourself in the foot, letting Eastern right back in the game.
1:04 to go here in the first quarter. 14-7 Collins, but Eastern first and 10 from the 11-yard line of Collins, trying to tie this one up. Hands it off to Brooks. Right in the middle of the field, he'll go into the end zone. Touchdown. Pretty much untouched. Right through the left side of the line. Good cut back to the middle. And Eastern, with a few minutes ago, looked like this one's about ready to get out of hand. Has is an extra point away from tying this one up. But as you mentioned, Scott, really doing it to themselves somewhat, Collins is.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, Eastern did a really good job there of, you know, making some adjustments, finding some holes there offensively. But it's hard to put, you know, short field.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Ramirez on for the extra point attempt. Berger is the holder. Snap back. Kick is up and good. And with 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter play, we are tied at 14. Nearly through one quarter play, 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Collins got on top early with two touchdowns within the first 7 minutes of this one. But a couple of turnovers have doomed the Titans. Tiago Ramirez set to kick it off here for Eastern. Back deep for Collins. Connor White, Dalton Maggard, and Peyton Hawk. Ramirez will kick it and will be picked up by Hawk at the 20, spins forward up maybe close to 25. And once again, the battle of special teams not being won by the Titans right now. Having a tremendous time trying to field kickoffs and punts. Yet to field one cleanly yet.
Yeah, they haven't. Peyton really struggling back there, long, and Pookie was doing the same thing.
So ball marked at the 24-yard line. Collins will start first and 10 from there. Two backs in the backfield this time. We've got Connor White to Lucas's left, Sam Harry to his right. Turnhill hand to White. White coming around the right side. Nice move to the outside. Makes another move to the outside, but we wrestled down. Nice tackle on the play by number 27, Langston Webb, from his cornerback spot. Limits it to a 2-yard gain, but two good moves by Connor White.
You can see the quick feet that Connor had on that right there. So.
Second and 8. Lucas stays shotgun. Harrod split to his left. Lucas will flank it out and give it to Harrod. Sam got it up to the 30-yard line, spinning, and will get down close, maybe about a yard or two short of the first down, up at the 32-yard line, and that'll take us to the end of the first quarter of play. Tied here at 14. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.